Hi, I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is February 12th, 2020, and we are live inside the studio with Josh Durso, sitting
I'm
in
back.
For Jim Senecropi. He's back, and the new owner of the Ovid Big M, Sue Serencino. Almost. So close.
Serencione.
See, I just said I was going to. Serencione.
We went over this.
I did. I even wrote it out. I am so sorry. Serencione.
Serencione.
Sue Serencione. She has a great last name, too, and I had to butcher it. Today's show is brought to you by the Seneca Falls Country Club, who is inviting all Valentines to a special dinner on Friday night. It features butternut squash soup, Caesar salad, pear honey feta sun-dried tomato flatbread. Wow, that's a mouthful. Calamari with chipotle aioli, and you have your choice of three entrees, which is a roasted prime rib with seared scallops, asparagus, and whipped potatoes. There's mussel linguine with garlic white wine sauce, asparagus, and potatoes, and chicken salt and boca with grilled asparagus and whipped potatoes. Don't forget your dessert, of course. You'll have your choice of a homemade cheesecake with fresh strawberries or their chocolate-covered cherry bomb. Reservations are appreciated but not required. You can call 315-568-2676 and leave a message that includes your name and your party size. You'll have a great relaxing evening in a private, comfortable setting where you're enjoying a world-class dinner prepared by executive chef Ben Bird. Again, that number is 568-2676, area code 315.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, that's a big sponsorship. A lot of good food.
It's a lot of that's a lot of food. You're going to leave full.
That's what I want on Valentine's Day, a lot of food. So it works.
It works.
Welcome, Sue.
Thank you so much for being here. We talked a little bit earlier in the week about this process of you taking over the store down in Ovid. Talk to us a little bit about what that process has been like the last few months, because you officially took over February 1st, right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, very official. Very new.
Yes. So the process started as more of just a thought. I was looking to really be my own boss and was looking around at some different options. And part of the decision making process was that I'm already in Romulus. My daughter goes to school there. She's a junior. So I have really gotten back in touch with the community that I grew up with. A lot of business owners, a lot of the community. And so walking into the store and the history that I've had there, it just really made sense for me. And I approached Dave Jensen, who had bought it from my father a few years earlier, and said, "Hey, well, what do you think about this?" And
give me that.
and things kind of just really worked out, and I took over February 1st.
And your father had a very long history at that store.
Yes. So I was born in November of, I'll say it, 69. And he started on January 1st of 1970. So I have really grown up in the grocery business and in that building.
Right.
And watching it change over the years is probably one experience. And then the second part of that is just growing up sort of through what I would imagine would be like the golden age of grocery stores, when they were sort of, when the boom of brick and mortar was still a very fresh thing.
Yes.
What was that like growing up in that environment? Like, that had to have been probably one of the more interesting, you know, parts of your childhood.
It really was. Watching the town, we had a competitor across the street. At the time, when I was really able to appreciate the store and the business that it did, we had the depot, we had Willard. So I got to experience a booming town, but then I also was able to experience some of the things my father went through as those places were outsourced or closed. And so really a lot of life's lessons.
Absolutely.
During that time.
Oh, I can only imagine. Did you used to get dropped off and picked up at the store, like when you were going to school? Did you go there after school and help out, or on the weekends when you were little?
We all started young. We would start cleaning the milk case was one of the first things we used to do, and our payment was a piece of bologna. All kinds of fun stories growing up there. Would go to school with my father at 6:37 in the morning, go to the store, and then I was able to walk. It wasn't that far away.
True.
And then afterwards, if I wasn't playing sports, that type of thing, was working. So
awesome. So really, you learned young, yeah.
Yes.
And when you look ahead now, what are some of the things that you sort of think about and see as opportunities for a store like the Big M in Ovid to really, you know, continue growing in a community that doesn't really have a lot of other options?
Well, the tourism is huge, especially in the summer. A lot of people go through Ovid, and in the last few weeks talking to people, I was so surprised at how many people have rentals, Airbnbs right in Ovid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I never would have imagined, and said that they're full and that
that's
a lot
exciting.
Of them recommend the store. So that's great to hear. But I just think there are a lot of people that really do appreciate community, appreciate local, that want that local community or local supermarket. So I'm really excited about what we have to offer. I know there's a lot of competition out there. People talk about that all the time. Our biggest competitors are Dollar Generals right now, but what we have to offer that a lot of places don't are fresh produce with a lot of variety, meat, hot foods, prepared foods, and those are the things that we're really going to concentrate on, the things that we can offer people at a really good price that other places can't.
How much of a benefit is it being in a downtown like Ovid, which compared to a lot of similarly sized communities, has a really vibrant and strong downtown compared to some of those others?
I think our location is perfect. I'm so glad that we're nowhere else in town because we are really right on the straightaway. So many people come through to go on wine tours and just to go to Watkins Glen for the rate. I mean, there's so many opportunities to people come through our community. So I'm excited about that.
And it's walkable. You know,
yes.
I'm always amazed when I'm down there how much traffic the library gets. And
yes.
Being in such close proximity to that, anytime during the year has to be a benefit, right?
Yes, and our library, you know, just getting back into the community, I remember going there as a child. I mean, if I think about it, I can still smell those books, but just the smell of the library and how exciting that was, and it is just gorgeous now, and there are so many things going on there. So one of the things we're looking to do is partner with anybody in the community to really grow the things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be reaching out to anybody and everybody to be a part of really bringing people back into town and
awesome,
you know, and making it grow.
My last question, because it was one that came up when I started to talk to folks in South Seneca, there is worry that the grocery store might change from what people have grown accustomed to it being for so long. You're not making any earth-shattering changes there, right? Like they're smaller sort of day-to-day niche changes, right?
The things that we are changing are just updating.
Yeah.
Painting,
yeah.
Which I've been painting a lot, doing a lot of painting, just refurbishing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the only major change I would say that we're excited to at least start to plan and think about is moving our hot foods and deli up front so that people know that we have them.
Absolutely.
But we know, and I am the same way, that people struggle with change sometimes, so we don't want to make a lot of changes and make people uncomfortable. We want them to remember the store that they have been with for 50 years and want to come to it and shop there. And, you know, it's great coming back. There are some of the same employees that I grew up with. In fact, one lady said, I think I might have changed your diaper at one time. So,
that's
just having some of those same employees that are just, they've been there, they're loyal employees, that has been so great to experience that.
Absolutely.
And your father, is he still somewhat involved? Does he stop by every now and then just to make sure you're following all the rules that...
Yeah, a little role reversal there. He is there just about every day, and he might not know it, but I'm going to be putting him to work a little bit, just carrying out
groceries.
That's
a real role reversal.
The customers really miss him, and just not seeing him work so much as they just want to have a conversation and check in and make sure that, you know, he's still a part of the store. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And we can touch base a little bit more on some things that you have coming up towards the end of the show, but we want to bring you on the journey of photos through the Finger Lakes that people send in from local regions. And Josh, since you missed it so much, we're going to give you the reins.
Here,
to do
I'm
it.
Doing it.
You are doing it. So take it away.
Okay. So what people don't realize is I'm the guy who's uploading these to the system. So
yes,
that
you are.
So that you can watch them every week on the show. First off, we got a photo by Chris Trine, Third Creek near Sodus Bay. It really looked fantastic in this wintry shot.
It does look nice. It looks too cold for me, but it's a great photo.
It's winter. It's January, actually. I think this was taken in the very beginning of February, if I recall correctly. Next up, we have got a photo that was captured by Brooke Gordon before the snow fell on the Finger Lakes over this past weekend. That, of course, is Keuka Lake.
That does not look like winter. It's crazy, you know, the difference of the type of photos that we get, because one minute it looks like
I think this
so
was
cold.
When this was, I believe, Wednesday last week, the day before the snow came back.
Yeah, I would imagine. That is beautiful.
All right, and next we have a scene that looked like something captured in a postcard. This photo by Tracy Marie down in Yates County.
I love when the ice like forms on the branches. That's when I think it looks like the prettiest.
That ice was great until you had to drive somewhere.
Yes.
It was fantastic right at the
point. Or you couldn't get your door open because it was frozen.
Yeah.
That too. So next up we have a snowy road backed by an old farm in Wayne County. This photo taken by Chris Trine.
That's the drift that I deal with.
Yeah,
often.
I had to stare at this picture for like 4 minutes to figure out where the road was, because I kept looking further into the back trying to figure out where the road might have been. It was right there in the foreground, right in front of my face.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a photo from Taganic Falls. This one by Rachel Burkholder, of course.
Beautiful.
Almost frozen.
Almost
fully frozen.
That's an awesome shot. I love it.
We get this shot probably like a dozen times every winter.
I bet.
And all different bet seasons, like, though, too. We do get it.
Yeah, but my favorite are the comparisons. Like, someone will send in, like, a side-by-side of the middle of July.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, the middle of winter, and it's just incredible. Oh, let's see here. Next up, we have a chilly Sunday morning in Yates County. This photo was taken by, I can't even tell because, this
Ed
is
Ed. Trafigan.
Ed. Yeah, this is Ed for sure. Sorry, Ed. I'll hear about that one.
It's okay. It's
this was taken
on the
same day as Tracy's photo. Obviously, you can pretty much tell that the aesthetics of both of those are very, very similar.
Beautiful.
Great photo. Snoo Snyder captured this bird who looked like they were not ready for the snow that was coming up. This bird really sums up how I felt over the last few weeks. Speaks to me on a personal level.
I love it. That must be a male. I think I learned this because the males are brighter and better looking than the females in the bird community, I guess, because they have to flaunt and they have to show off.
Oh.
Hmm. What knowledge.
You've become
the birder.
I should need, don't know. I don't know. It's crazy.
Next up, we've got a shot from Wayne County by Peter O'Connor. This one was over a creek in Sodus. Really interesting shot.
I think you might have skipped one.
Did I?
I think you did.
Oh, no. This is a shot by Rachel. So
Rachel,
I did not
definitely
this,
Rachel.
That was my
Now
mistake.
You're going to hear it again from two people.
Listen, I haven't been here in a
he
while.
He hasn't done the photos in a while.
I haven't been here in a while.
You're doing great. Keep going, please.
Oh, let's see here. Next up, we have the moonshot.
Ooh, I love
this
it.
This one by Peter O'Connor.
There we go.
This was last week on a day where apparently the moon appears 14% larger than it does at any other point during the year.
Wow.
I definitely recognized it that day that he took it was recently, because I was like, holy. And then when I left my event that I was at, the moon was 10 times smaller, and I was like, oh no, I didn't get a picture, crappy picture from my cell phone.
I was going to say, it never works out. You try to take a picture of it, and it just, it's ugly. It's ugly. All right, one more shot. This one also by Rachel on that day when she was down in Taganic Falls. This one, some of the lower falls running down towards Keuka Lake.
Beautiful. So much snow in this one, though.
I'm always amazed at the number of people who are still willing to go down to Taganic Falls State Park and walk around.
So am I, honestly.
Even though it's icy and cold. And Sue, I know you're agreeing with me because you're nodding.
Yeah. I honestly think I saw Rachel post something on Facebook that she actually wears, like, legit snowshoes, like the ones we used to
like the wear. Ones that have like the actual webbing and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Some. Yeah, I think I saw her do that, and I was like, okay, that makes more sense. But I do see people, and I'm like, what are you doing? Stay warm.
Well, they have an event on January 1st every year at Tianix, and they do like an actual walk.
Snowshoeing.
They do a full-blown walk, and I've actually been around it. I haven't participated, but they get one hell of a crowd for that. And it's pretty impressive, given when it's happening. And I believe this coming up is our last photo, and it is, again, by Rachel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the money shot here. Seneca Lake, looking like mid-July, if it weren't for the bare trees,
yeah,
maybe?
Right. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. What
this
a great
the,
way to
This
end
is
it.
The reminder that warmer days are ahead.
Hopefully Promised. That groundhog was right, because I think he said shorter winter.
Listen, Spring March is here. March is never that great here in upstate New York.
Let's have some hope, okay?
Okay, so first things first, we have to figure out photo of the week.
I starred 5, but I think I am have mine. But we're going to let you go first because you're the guest.
Well, I kind of like that last one.
Ah.
I did very much enjoy that one by Rachel Burkholder. That was one of my 5 starred, but we like to make it like a tiebreaker, so I have to pick against you. I'm sorry. Mm. And I am actually going to go with the second photo, which was Brooke Gordon, similar with no snow, looked beautiful.
Cuca Lake.
The lake, yeah. So then Josh gets
but
to be.
It's not even close.
I know.
It's not even. And that's a great shot, but Rachel never disappoints with her landscape shots, ever.
Yes, congratulations, Rachel. That was an amazing shot. If you'd like to share your local photos like everybody here, you can click on the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com. And now I'm worried for you to tell us what the weather is like, because we've been lucky.
It's not going to be good. I can tell you that much.
Oh, no.
It's looking, well, okay, so we have this whole winter weather nonsense to deal with today.
Yes.
Tomorrow. But if you're listening to this or watching this on Thursday afternoon or, say, Friday, it's going to be cold, but things are going to improve. That trend is going to continue. We're looking pretty much in the upper to mid-20s, low 30s, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, maybe we start to warm up a little more, get back up into the upper 30s like we were today. Definitely check out the fingerlakes1.com weather center if you want to see the latest. That's where the most up-to-date forecast information is.
Absolutely.
I haven't been away long enough to forget that every time we make any kind of weather prediction on this podcast, we get burned and it does something completely different.
Maybe
in a couple days.
Maybe it's since you left, though. It's been okay. We've had good predictions, so maybe it was your bad juju with the weather. So I'm glad you didn't go into too much detail, but we should be on the lookout for what tomorrow night,
tonight
and tomorrow
into tomorrow. We're in a winter weather advisory. The entire region's in a winter weather advisory from about 7 o'clock this afternoon, evening, and that continues into about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Some lake effect snow showers after that, but nothing major, nothing that'll stop anyone from being able to get from A to B. Just take a little extra time.
Yeah.
Don't end up in a ditch, especially if you're traveling through, say, South Seneca, where the roads are a little more rural and maybe a little less treated.
Absolutely. And, of course, as we know, Friday is Valentine's Day. And
It is.
Yeah.
What?
You better hurry up and go figure out your Valentine's Day plans, because it's actually on a weekend, which is nice, which gives a lot more businesses things that they can do some events. And I have a bunch of them, but I'm only going to go over a few. You can check all of the Valentine's Day deals and events on FLX Deals. If you go to our homepage at fingerlakes1.com, you click the tab FLX Deals, you can see all of them. But two of my favorite that I see right now is Chichino's is offering a sweetheart of a deal for Valentine's Day on Friday and Saturday. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. It's for dinner in the Waterloo or Geneva location. You have your choice of an appetizer, dessert, and an entree, all just for $46.99 per couple, plus tax and gratuity. There are more details available of what they're actually serving on their Facebook page. And Americana Vineyard is going to show you some love Valentine's Day weekend, and you can enjoy chocolate, fudge, and wine pairings, Sounds amazing. You receive a rose for you or your loved one with any purchase at the winery or cafe, and they will also have a bunch of specials that you're sure to love. That is from noon to 6 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're a person like me who doesn't like to go out on Fridays after a long day of work, they have stuff going on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Oh, come on. You still have to go out after a long...
No, absolutely not.
Come on.
I go out enough that I can sacrifice Friday. Like, I just talked to my fiance, and we're like, do we want to really do anything? And we're like, let's have, like, some seafood, some steak, and call it a day at our house instead of going out. But there's a lot of options that we could have chose from. Again, all on our deal site.
So I want to ask the person who's been in the grocery game for a long time.
Back at it.
Those last-minute holiday... shoppers, I like to call them scramblers. They're scrambling last minute. They show up at the grocery store. Is that one of the more annoying things as someone who works in a grocery store and realizing that you guys are putting holiday-themed stuff out weeks, maybe a month in advance, and you get people a day before scrambling on in for flowers or for, you know, a cart or whatever?
Well, as a female, I expect that behavior from some people. I'm not going to say who, but no. We expect that, and we prepare for that. And on Surf and Turf, we actually have a tremendous, tremendous special. Ooh. We have a deal of 2 6-ounce cold water lobster tail and 2 strip steaks for
$24.99. Oh, you should have told anybody I need to go get them.
And if you don't want to cook it Friday night, throw it in your freezer, do it another night. But with the weather and, you know, it's a weekend, you know, we think our special is, you know, really a great thing.
It's amazing.
You know, somebody can get that and really surprise someone with a home-cooked meal at a great price. We also have, starting tomorrow, we have boneless chicken breast on sale for 99 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
While supplies last. So we have some great deals for people that might want to show their love by cooking a home-cooked meal.
Absolutely. I wish you didn't tell everyone because they're all going to get there before I can because I really
want to
go get
that. We're taking orders, so call ahead if you'd like one.
I'm going to call you right after the show.
So... I'm curious, is that when you sort of game plan these kinds of things, how far in advance are you thinking about something like that for, say, like a Valentine's Day weekend? Is that something like a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, or how is that planning?
Usually
sort of
a month, because we want to make sure we have the supplies to do that. We have a phenomenal meat department that really thinks outside of the box with some of the things that they do. They have a pick 5 selection that really gives people a lot of opportunities to have different meals. A lot of them are already prepped, ready to go into the oven. Things I wouldn't think of. Like there's a beef Florentine. I don't know that I would know how to make that.
No.
So 5 different meals or cuts of meat they can get for $19.99. And that's something that is unique to the community. So, but they think of things like that ahead of time. We've got a couple for March. And
I would imagine the bigger holidays, you have to like plan almost seasons ahead of time so you can really be ready, because people always make comments about going into a store and being like, it's not even Valentine's Day or Christmas isn't even over yet. And we're in now I'm getting them all mixed up, but you know what I mean? Like Halloween's not over. We're going to Christmas, things like that. Do you hear that often?
I don't think we hear it so much in the grocery store business, and I know it's something I hate skipping holidays, so if anything, that's something I'll be...
Wait a second. When was the last time, and I'm speaking generally here, but when was the last time anyone complained about an extra row of candy or whatever?
You'd be surprised. Food. It's 2020. People complain about everything. All the things that should bring us joy, someone's going to find a reason to complain about, so you might as well just do it. Do what works for you.
You know what they're not going to complain about? All the live action that's coming up on FingerLakes1.com this weekend. Friday night for the FL East girls title, Pelmac at Waterloo. That's live. Wayne Fingerlakes basketball. Jim Sincropi and Mike Alessio will be on the call for FL1 Sports. That game tips at 7:25. Sunday special time for the Upstate Hoops podcast at 1 p.m. Minders Boys Varsity Basketball will be in studio again. Not the normal 10 a.m. time that the show normally runs. We'll be running at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Last weekend, the Marcus Whitman boys were in, and that was also an awesome episode. Jump back to that if you want to take a look at that. Weekend plans. What are you doing, Miss Sydney Rogers, this weekend?
think I don't have much to do, which is very, very nice.
That's,
you know,
that's
not normal. Friday, I'm going to have, probably we're going to stay in and do our own little thing. Get a home-cooked meal from a certain somewhere. I think Thursday we're going out with a few friends, though, but I'm not sure. I actually can't think. I know we're preparing because we have Liam's 9th birthday party next weekend. So it's a Buffalo Bills-themed birthday party. He's obsessed with the Buffalo Bills all of a sudden. Our household is a 49ers team, so he likes to go against the grain, I guess. But his birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday to Liam. Oh. I don't know. That's all I have. What do you have going on this weekend?
What do your weekends look like?
Yeah.
Right now? Oh, my goodness.
They must be a little chaotic.
I spend a lot of time at the store right now. But basketball, girls, Romulus basketball, they're doing phenomenal this year. So we're at a lot of games and shoveling snow, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah, I hope
maybe
not.
A little of that.
Well, that's still, at least it doesn't seem like you have so much going on that you won't have some you time, because I'm sure a lot of your you time is going to get taken up with the new store and changing things up.
Thank God for binge-worthy shows where you can schedule that in and not have to.
Absolutely. You don't have to wait for commercials or anything. I love a good binge, for sure. That's what I'm going to do Friday.
Going to do some binging.
Just added it into the list.
Yeah, that sounds like a great addition.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So, me? I didn't even know it was Valentine's Day weekend, no. Plans with the fiancé on Friday for Valentine's dinner. We will brave the crowd and go out.
Nice.
That won't be an issue. And then the rest of the weekend will be spent wishing that it was warmer, like I do most weekends when I can't play golf, which it's been like 4 months now, which is a big problem in my world.
It'll be soon enough.
Yeah.
Next month, maybe. Let's hope you can golf next month in March.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Specials, events, what's going on? What can people look forward to, say, over the next month to 2 months that might be changing or that might be coming up at the Big M in Ovid?
I'm encouraging everyone to like our Facebook page because we do a lot of social media about the changes. We're going to open our redemption center back up to every day of the week. So that's hopefully going to be helpful to the community. They can look at my painting, which is just basically sprucing up the place. Usually they'll find me covered in paint. I'm not a very good painter, but...
you're getting it done, though.
Yeah, we have some local photography that we are featuring above our meat case, just different things to really try to bring the community in and just try to make it a warm place where people can come and talk in the aisles and you know, just really have that sense of community within the store.
That's awesome. And now, is your Facebook the Ovid Big M or is it the Big M in Ovid? That's something
I believe
we want our people
to Ovid Big M.
I would imagine.
It's Ovid Big M.
If you search Big M Ovid, because I did that. That was how I actually got a hold of Sue last week. You will come to it very quickly.
Will you be adding your specials and stuff on your
Facebook?
Yes,
they're on there. We're trying to get to 1,000 likes. We're 5 away. So if we could just hit that magic mark today, that'd be great.
Let's get there.
I'll give you one, definitely, because I got to make sure I go get my specials for sure. But yeah, and then are you doing something? You're going to reach 1,000 and then?
Every month we've had a raffle to try to get people to share. And we'll continue to do something every month just try to create some excitement around what we're doing.
And you're doing some stuff already. It sounds like the other local grocery stores, which there's not that many around, but they might not think of doing. They're so ingrained in doing it the way that they've always done it that you're kind of bringing in the new generation of ideas and how to get more interaction, get more people in the door. I think that's awesome.
Store hours. What are you guys' hours? That's one thing I feel like we haven't hit on yet.
Right now we're in our winter hours, which is 7:30 in the morning to 8 every day. That will change towards the summer months, I believe. May, we just extend an hour to 9.
Awesome.
But one thing that we are going to do different is South Seneca does have a track. I know last year they had sectionals. They were open till midnight. If we have a night like that where there's going to be 6,000 people in town, we're going to stay open. So we're going to do some different things like that as well so that people have a place to go.
That is so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think it's great that your dad had such a huge part in this, and now here you are. I'm sure he loves that.
He does.
He's got to love everything about that. And I'm glad we were able to have you come in and talk about it.
Thank you very much for asking me.
You're welcome. But really, that is all the time that we have already. It went by so quick.
That's it.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you again next Wednesday, of course, and until then, have a great weekend here in the Finger Lakes.